mission is to proclaim God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Go digital with PSPS. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. The headlines: Chiefs in Luano District call for palace construction. Kapijimpanga urges HH to reject tobacco bill. Migrant boat capsizes off Libya, leaving 53 dead. Clarification on invitation to tender development of the FAR's strategic plan 2026-2036. And now the news in detail. Police in Eastern Province have apprehended a man aged between 33 and 40 in connection with the murder of a 55-year-old man in Katete District. The suspect, identified as Simon Piri and believed to be mentally challenged, was captured at Chadula village in Mbangombe Chiefdom, about 5 kilometers from the crime scene, after being identified by villagers who pursued him following the incident. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba confirmed the arrest and says the suspect is currently admitted to St. Francis Mission Hospital, where he is receiving treatment for head and general body injuries sustained after being attacked by a mob during apprehension. Mr. Mwemba stated that the suspect's condition was critical at the time of reporting. The deceased, a 55-year-old man of Chasauka village in the same chiefdom, was murdered in the early hours of February 9, 2026 at around 02 hours. Preliminary information indicates that the incident was discovered after the deceased's younger brother heard unusual noises outside his house and went to investigate. Lala Swaka chiefs of Luano District, Central Province, have urged the government to commence building palaces. Speaking on behalf of six chiefs, Chief Kaundula appealed to the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to honor its pledge. Luano-based freelance journalist Winter Mwanga reports that while construction of some palaces has begun elsewhere, work for Senior Chief Mboroma, Chief Mbosha, Chief Chembe, Chief Chikupiri, Chief Kaundula and Chief Kanyensha has not yet started. Chief Kaundula stated that the existing palaces in Luano District are in a dilapidated condition. Lusaka District Commissioner Rosa Kayuni has reaffirmed government's commitment to working with stakeholders and non-government organization NGOs. to support communities affected by flooding across the city. She made the remarks during the distribution of relief supplies donated by IK Charitable Trust to 100 flood-affected households in Makeni Villa Ward of Kanyama Constituency and Chunga, with 68 beneficiaries drawn from Makeni Villa and 32 from Chunga. Ms. Kayuni disclosed that the donated items included 100 single mattresses, 200 blankets, granula and liquid chlorine, as well as assorted foodstuffs such as mealie meal, rice, beans, soya pieces, cooking oil and salt. She welcomed the presence of various stakeholders in Makeni Villa, noting that their collective efforts demonstrated a shared commitment to assisting vulnerable families impacted by flooding. Now, the Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, has strongly objected the proposal by the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to remove the official mark on ballot papers and submits that the amendment poses a serious and unnecessary risk to electoral integrity and public confidence. Speaking in a statement, DPP President Antonio Mourinho Mwanza says Article 46 of the Constitution guarantees citizens the right to vote in free and fair elections. Mr. Mwanza says that the right necessarily encompasses the existence of effective, verifiable safeguards that protect the authenticity and integrity of the ballot. He says the official mark on ballot papers constitutes a critical electoral safeguard that directly supports the realization of this constitutional right.
Agriculture News.
Former Lands and Natural Resources Minister Judith Kapijimpanga says President Haga Indejlema should reject the tobacco bill just as he withheld assent to the CCTV bill. She warned that the proposed legislation could trigger widespread job losses because of reduced demand for locally grown tobacco and the closure of factories that depend on steady production. Kapijimpanga emphasized that illicit trade would likely flourish because of stricter regulations that push consumers towards cheaper, unregulated products. She pointed to British American Tobacco South Africa, where a major company shut down after decades of operation because the illegal cigarette market captured most of the demand. The former minister highlighted that the Helderberg plant closure left thousands without work because legal manufacturers could no longer compete with untaxed counterfeit goods.
Because a lot of it goes outside the country, and the government gains some taxes. And you see, in effect, when you want to remove something, you need to replace it with something. So what will the tobacco farmers be doing? Obviously, they will not stop, so the trade will be illicit, and the government will lose out on taxes, on collection of taxes. So I think we should really weigh the options and also the livelihood of our Zambian farmers, the tobacco farmers. They've been doing it for a long time, and nobody does it illicitly. It is done genuinely, and the government collects taxes. I really want to implore the government through the president not to regulate tobacco farmers, because our peasant farmers who are into tobacco farming will be greatly affected.
That wraps up local stories. We now take a short break. When we come back, we have international and sports news.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Go digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Thank you for staying tuned.